Sarah Margulis performing Brahms' Variation on a Theme by Paganini in A minor, Opus 35, from his 2009 CD, Piano. He currently holds the Emily J. McAllister Endowed Professorship in Piano at the University of Arkansas, where he's building a student-centered, nationally competitive piano performance program. And that 17-year-old Rex Lewis Clack, practicing in his L.A. home, Nocturne in C minor, Opus 48 by Chopin. Rex is blind and autistic. Rex's unusual talent caught the attention of national media almost a decade ago, most notably CBS 60 Minutes. He was also featured on Science Channel's Ingenious Mind series. As an infant, Rex required surgery to remove a brain cyst. At 4 months, his mother discovered he was blind. He was later diagnosed with severe autism, with impaired cognition and sensory issues. 2-year-old Rex was given a toy keyboard, this story goes, and was immediately transfixed. At age 5, he could play complex scales and melodies. And by age 8, Rex had developed eidetic musical memory. After listening once to a melody, he could immediately play it back. And with instruction, he soon was performing complex classical pieces on his own. Considered a musical phenomenon, he's traveled the world with his mother Kathleen by his side, performing in concert, often for benefits on behalf of people with disabilities. That piece you just heard, he performed it at the Autism Speaks to Wall Street Celebrity Chef Gala, a benefit in New York last autumn. Now, Yura Margulis also travels to perform with symphonic orchestras and at music festivals. Every summer, he teaches at the International Piano Academy, Freiburg, in Germany, and other schools. He also spends time in Los Angeles.
I played in a concert in Los Angeles, and they were at that concert, and the mother came with the son backstage to me and just introduced him to me. I mean, they're kind of used to him being very well known. I was greatly interested.
The next day, Yura met with Rex and his mom in a sequestered piano studio on the UCLA campus. They've worked together ever since.
I have never encountered a student quite as unique as Rex Lewis, of course. On the other hand, most students have physical impairments because their technique is not developed yet. So basically what one needs to do with almost all piano students, you know, universally across the board, across the world, is improve their ability to use their own body.
And while Rex is considered a musical savant, Yura Margulis says his talent is no mystery.
And though his, for example, memory is known to be exceptional, it is, in my opinion, not the result of a genius gift, but of extensive training on his part.
Rex is fixated on piano, so is always playing, always practicing. And until he met Yura, Rex was a piano mimic. So, as with all his students, Yura has been teaching him using piano pedagogy, an individualized methodical instruction. Rex has a piano teacher, but Yura says he presses the teen to reach beyond his capability and musical preferences.
The music that she exposes him to is quite limited. She tries to make him comfortable. He likes Chopin, so she exposes him to Chopin. It's not that I want to make him uncomfortable, but I figure if I show him Messiaen, you know, or Scriabin, or very old Renaissance music, Baroque music, he might find it very interesting. And indeed so. I mean, I showed him Messiaen for the first time and he couldn't believe his ears that this is possible, that on the piano you can make this kind of sounds, this kind of harmonies. He found it extremely intriguing.
But Yura's method must also incorporate the boy's unique sense perception.
when I show something on the keyboard to somebody who can see, they can just visually get the information and what is called a kinesthetic sense and sort of try to repeat that just by seeing what I do. But in his case, I have to teach him very much hand on hand, meaning I am quite physical with his arms and his body in general. And since we know each other now very well and he trusts me entirely, it is no problem. Obviously, he can be quite squeamish about, you know, physical contact because it surprises him. It is he has a very acute sense, meaning some noises disturb him, and you know, if he is, you know, touched without warning, he can be, you know, afraid, but not with me. And it's when we have lessons, he's very relaxed. He often expresses his enthusiasm, I mean his joy of music, in the way you would see, you know, a very young child do that, uncontrolled giggle and so on. And there, you know, there was one moment I remember where I showed something to him. I mean, he played a piece and I said, okay, look, this is how it could sound. And I played, you know, a little portion of the music for him. And he got so excited about how wonderful, how great, how powerful this was, that he started literally jumping up and down in his chair, giggling and shaking his hands in the air. And his mother tried to kind of calm him down. And I said, don't. I feel exactly the same way.
Your husband has been told by Rex's mom, Kathleen, that her son gets very excited hearing that you're heading west to start up lessons again.
There are people who have no connection to other people. He does. I mean, he wants to hug me all the time, and he tells me things like, it's nice to see you, which is interesting. You know, it's a learned phrase. I mean, obviously he cannot see me, but it's an expression of how he feels about things.
Because Rex is illiterate and cannot read music, Yura is using this as an opportunity to hone performance memory training techniques.
The central, I guess, goal of this method that I want to develop for performance memory is the creation of a, and this is the magic word, retrieval structure. And Rex, for example, without any instruction, just by being exposed to it in this particular way that he was, created his own retrieval structure for music, which means when he hears a piece, automatically, because of the way he processes music ever since, it falls into, well, his retrieval structure. And that's why he can just remember it. There are excessive studies about retrieval structure and mnemonic, you know, the art of mnemonics, the art of memory. It's thousands of years old.
One thing Rex's mom, Kathleen Lewis, may be lauded for is not capitalizing on her son's unique gifts, but rather sharing them with the world, which Yura Margulis finds agreeable.
I think one of the main motivations for her to seek me out is because she doesn't want her son to be just, you know, an act.
When not tending to Rex, he requires 24 hours a day care. Kathleen Lewis teaches visually impaired students at Oxnard Union High School District. She characterized the initial connection between Yura and Rex as vibrant.
Even if someone's a great pedagogue and or a great concert pianist, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are a good teacher for Rex. At least that's been my history. And in Yura's case, there was, you know, an immediate click, and, you know, both from the technical, the ability to show him techniques to improve things like runs and, you know, approach to the keys. He was, you know, you'd see Rex's face light up when he'd be able to produce a sound that was twice, three, four times as big as the sounds that he was trying to produce before. And so it was almost like a snowball effect. The more he got the, you know, the payback from the sound he was creating, the more he wanted it.
The shift from Rex's eidetic approach to playing music was immediately evident, she says.
So I noticed, you know, a big difference in Rex's playing, both from a technical perspective of, you know, better sound, better, you know, more even sounds, and greater dynamic range and just joy that he would put into it, you know, relating these big sounds to things in life. And that I've always said that, or I've always felt that, Rex sort of lives music in the opposite way that the rest of the world, in that most people, most musicians put, you know, their emotions, the things they've learned in life, all their experience into the music that they play. With Rex, I feel like he's drawing out of the music emotion. He's learning emotion. He's learning life concepts through the notes.
Which is accelerating, Rex's mom says. Plus, he excelled even more after meeting with Yura and other musicians last summer at the Freiburg Academy of Music. But this year, Kathleen and Rex have cut back on public benefit performances to just once a month in order to concentrate on her job, Rex's piano lessons in high school. He graduates next year with a certificate of completion in special ed, which will allow him access to community college or music school. Rex can communicate his interests, and he tends to echo comments, but he cannot articulate all his needs, so will always require some sort of assistance. And being a single mom, caring for a son with both limited abilities and unlimited ability has been an incredible challenge, Kathleen Lewis says.
You know, my beautiful son, he's brilliant, but he's fragile. He's exciting, but he's vulnerable. You know, there's so much about him that tugs at, I think, everybody's heart, but of course, me being his mother first and foremost, but it's something that's so big for me. It's been so big that anything else, any other considerations sort of fall by the wayside.
Yura Margulis is right now in Los Angeles, spending part of his sabbatical working with Rex.
If there is a satisfaction for me in this, it's that I can help him, period. He is a young man who wants to improve his piano playing. This is what I do, so that's perfect, you know. If he gets better, and he does, I mean, he has increasingly widened his ability as a performer, as a pianist, and I look very much forward now to be with him, or for him to be with me for like 4 months in a row. I have no doubt that we will make a quantum leap in his ability to play.
The arc of Rex Lewis Clack's life is pretty much set, not just by his enthusiasm for the piano, but because it's his best tool to communicate with the world. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.